man, what we gonna do? They just got all these things, all these labyrinths. Let me tell you what we gonna do, okay? This is what we gonna do. It's really simple. You gonna get to know who you are. You gonna stop. You gonna take some time from social media. If you're watching this right now, thank you. But I also encourage you to take some time away from the media, away from social media. You gonna sit, go outside, weather permitting. Sit your ass out in nature. Meditate. Pray, talk to the divine, because they just grabbing for straws. You want, and you know what, women, you have a right to be upset of them overthrowing federal laws or reversing federal laws, but that should show you their desperation, their absolute desperation to tell a woman she doesn't have a right to do what the heck she wants to do with her body. It's desperation. It's giving. We're losing. And we're going to do anything we can to hold on to the lies, because we don't know what to do if we don't hold on to the lies. You can just live. How about that? How about that? You can get up out of your cubicle. You can get up out of your mental facade that you have of this superiority. I'm superior. But if I stay outside too long, the sun is going to burn me. But I am superior to you. Just dump it. Just dump it. I have never went out in nature and see a lion with a cat fighting. You ever seen that? Have y'all ever went out to nature, maybe on a safari, and see a whole lion and a domestic cat fighting? You ever see a cat looking at the lion and saying, "You're not superior. Meow, 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 meow. Meow." Could you imagine? What do you think the lion gonna do? The lion ain't even gonna wanna fight you. The lion know who the fuck he is. What he gonna fight you for? You his little cousin. He gonna be like, "Rah," and walk the fuck away. Unless he hungry. Okay? Now, if he was starving the lion, then that might be reason to be afraid of the lion, okay? But I'm using this analogy because it is just beyond me of the condition of the freaking world, especially this nation that is supposed to be about freedom, that is supposed to be about bravery, that is supposed to be about rights. This nation right here, the condition that they're in 2024, the founding mothers and fathers, because let's be real, there were mothers involved with the founding of this right here. They are like, what are you doing? This is not what the Declaration of Independence was about. This is not it. What are you doing? Stop it. You can't destroy this because we have structured it so spiritually. So spiritually, this nation is structured that it's indestructible. But just because it's indestructible doesn't mean that you can't do just weird, harmful things. Like, just stop it. Just stop with the silliness. Like, stop it. You're going to say you're concerned about somebody's identity, and they say, okay, I will show you who I am. I will walk into an office. Give me the address. Oh, no. We're not going to give you the address to where we are. You know, you can't walk in here, even though we got security, even though we have trained militant motherfuckers, even though we have that. You with the titties, you can't walk in here. No. Really? So you got guns and you got weapons of mass destruction at your hand, and you concerned with me walking into the building? Because I know y'all got machine. I've worked in the security industry since 2016. So I know you got technology. You got technology to see through these goddamn motherfucking walls, because ain't no lead in this motherfucking paint right now. But you, and you got machinery that's going to make sure there ain't no weapons on me. But you concerned about me walking to get a piece of paper? You concerned about me walking into your office to get a piece of paper? It's a security issue? Okay. Maybe that would have worked to somebody who actually hasn't worked in the industry. Maybe that would have worked with somebody who don't know who the heck they are. Maybe that would have worked, but it ain't making sense. It makes sense to y'all that's listening, that's watching. Does it make sense to y'all that's listening? Does it make sense to y'all? Because it don't make sense to me. It don't make no sense to me. It's sounding like racism, because it sounds like if I look different, like if I was a guy and I had pale skin, this would not even be an issue. It wouldn't be no protocol for me to get a copy of my records. You wouldn't need approval.
We're not at liberty to, you know.
Oh, you are not at liberty. So because you are not at liberty, you feel away, because I am at liberty. And we all supposed to be at liberty. Like, I'm confused. It's giving. Y'all need to cut it out. Y'all need to really cut it out. We can fix this shit, people. Like I was saying in another episode, this stuff that we see going on in our freaking presidential race, that needs to be the top. That needs to be the peak. We don't need to go any further into the buffoonery. We don't need to go any further into the separation. We don't need to go any further into any of this stuff. Left side, right side, middle, whatever you want to be. Republican, Democrat, whatever. Independent, whatever, whatever, whatever. Here should be the questions. Does it help people? Human beings? Can it help human beings? Yes, it can help human beings without harming them. What? You can help somebody without no harm? What? Eureka! We have genius here that is birthing. Genius, it's pure genius that we can help without harming. What? Who would have known? We could say, wait a minute. We could get those people to safety over there. That's over there in Palestine. We could get them to a safe space instead of funding their war. We don't have to send officers to students. Not an Ivy League college at that, Columbia. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We could come up with solutions. Can we just do that? Can we do that? Can we have solutions? Can we have solutions? I'm here. I'm here for the conversation. Listen, I have healed. I have healed. That's why I can laugh at this crap, because I have healed. And yes, there might be some little gunk, you know, maybe deep, 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 deep down, but all of that is dissolving, okay? I see the bigger picture. I want us to see the bigger picture. I want us to have conversations. I want us to not be robots. I want us to be actual human beings. Like, come on. It's revolutionary where we are in humanity right now. And let's hold on to that. Let's embrace that. Let's rise up to the occasion. Let's do better. Let's say no, no. That rule don't make no sense. Wait. Why? No. But we're gonna give you benefits. We're gonna give you a good career. Well, I'm sure I can find benefits somewhere else. And I'm pretty sure I can make a career doing something else that makes sense. I'm pretty sure it's possible. I'm pretty sure. Like, there's a lot of people that's doing it already. I won't even be the first. I won't even be the first. We can do this. We can have conversations. We can switch stuff. We can stop trying to dominate what we have come from. I got here from a woman. I think if you are a natural human being, I know that they may have produced some human beings in some laboratories. I know about that, okay? But do you got a mother? Do you got a sister? Better yet, do you have a daughter? You have to have one of those things, if not all three of those things. A wife? But you want to tell her she don't got no authority in her own body? That's a bit strange. That's a bit unnatural. Like this wig. That's a bit, and I believe that's what Rode and Wade is about. You know, I have my people that be giving me the intel of what's going on, of y'all stuff that y'all doing, and I let them know. It sounds really desperate, and they're like, yeah, it's desperate, and it's horrible, and I'm not participating. Ain't no way I'm participating. We ain't gonna fuss about this. We ain't gonna scream about this. We're just not gonna participate. How about that? How about we just say no? No, thank you. I'm good. That's what y'all doing? Okay. where's the next flight to? Somewhere where they actually, their government is not doing this stuff right here. Because can we do better? Can we do better? Can we do better, America? I think we can. Yes, we can. Obama said, yes, we can. Yes, we can do better. Absolutely, we can do better. This man went in there, he served 2 terms, and he did some phenomenal stuff. And even though out of ignorance, some people was like, you should have done more. You should have done more. He did great. Still, greatness. Still. I mean, we need to have consecutive good motherfucking leadership. Consecutive. We don't need just a good 2 terms, a good 8 years after a nation that's over 100 years old. No, we need more. Kennedy was a good one. Kennedy was a good one. He might have not been perfect, but he was a good one. And you shot him down. And guess what? His ideologies still live because they were not made of flesh and blood. Who wants to know? We're more than flesh and blood. Who's to know? Who's to know? We're more than flesh and blood. We are. We are greater than this. Come on, can we do better? What's going on? Get your egos out the way. Take a retreat. Go on a retreat and stay longer than a week or two, okay? Like, you need to go on a retreat for a year. Everybody that is doing this madness, they need to go out into nature. They need to drink clean water, coconut water, eat fruit, eat vegetables, play with their own genitals, and fucking have orgasms and see that there's so much more to life than what they're doing and what they have been told. And we absolutely can make this nation motherfucking great for real. For real, for real. We can make it great for real. I hope we do. I know we are. This is just the beginning of great stuff happening. And I'm here to witness it. Great stuff's happening.